Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. Come along like Eyal to Elohim. Eyal, come along like Eyal to Yeshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Brah. Come along.
Embrace your soul survival. Come and rest of 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 your soul survival.
Come on, come on, destroyer. Come on, come on, choreographer. Come on, come on, come dance it up through this world with love. Okay, God is up. Okay, God is down. Okay, say right loud. Okay, God is round. Made in God's image, coming from a real life kid. Big worldly, better get with it. Elohim in image, best believe we jump.
Once again, that's 516-418-5805. This is Kofi Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. And I'm excited to be before you. I'm excited for the opportunity to be on. I'm thankful. And we want to go ahead and get into so many different things that are happening. Let's go ahead and just get right into today's subject matter. Today's subject matter, we're going to be talking about juggling many hats. Right? Juggling many hats. In other words, being a jack of all trades. And the old school saying used to go, I am a jack of all trades and a master of one. I've got one thing that I'm doing well, but I am a jack of many different trades. Nowadays, of course, people use I am a jack of all trades and a master of none, which is not what this is supposed to be about, right? We're supposed to ensure that we are doing everything in our power to make sure that we are, in the right place. And the right mindset, the right thought process, et cetera. We should have one thing that we're known for, one thing that we master, one thing that nobody can take away from us, no matter what people might say about us, no matter if we don't know 7,000 things, if there's one thing that we've mastered, one thing we can hang our hats on, that should be something that, we are very much so into making sure that we use to the best of our ability. But thank you for being on. Once again, I am Kofi Afori, a.k.a. the Shadow Band One. I call myself the Shadow Band One because you have to find where I am. No matter where I've been on, I start off real hot on social media, and then that social media kind of catches up with me. And next thing you know, people don't like me pretty much saying truth, and after that, I kind of go away. So, you know, just as a, you know, for those of you who are interested in following me in different places, all you got to do is type in hashtag Find Kofi. Doesn't matter if you're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Hellenes, et cetera. Type hashtag Find Kofi, even in places like Twitch and things like that, you will find me and you will be able to find out what I am doing, what we are talking about, what we're trying to do for our community. The main goal is always to make sure that we are taking care of our community. So, you know, just putting this out for everybody. And I really hope that you guys are having a pretty good day. So many different things out there to take your mind off of things and so many things that we have to do, so many hats we have to wear, so many arguments that we even seem to get in with everybody, right? We have these long, drawn-out arguments with our significant others sometimes because everybody feels like they're doing everything and the other person doesn't contribute quite enough, you know, so... How do we deal with these different things, right? Some of us want to be activists. Some of us want to be fathers and mothers at the same time. Some of us want to be business owners and want to have a job that's allowing the business to flourish at the same time. Some of us want to, do so many different things, participate in so many different directions. So how do we deal with many of these things? How are some things that we can do? Or I'm sorry, what are some... ways of thought, right? Some things that we can even look into. So I want to introduce you guys to a couple of different things that will be able to help you and bless you along this part of your journey. How can I be able to homeschool at the same time keep my job? All these different things. I want to give you some things that have blessed me. Right now, one thing that you can do is I want to talk about first is chunking. All right, chunking, and it's a very, very easy way of looking at some of this stuff, but chunking, how can I take a whole bunch of different things and put them together? So chunking is basically, you can almost think if you had a whiteboard or a blackboard or whatever, and think about taking all these different concepts and ideas. For example, if you're a mother, you probably have to, as a mother, you have to do so many different things, right? You've got to clean up. You've got to maybe make a meal, possibly help your husband out with some things around the house and even vision-wise. Get some time for yourself. Maybe you have to drive. And this is, stay-at-home mother. I know there are many different types of mothers, so please don't think of me as being too chauvinistic, But you've got all these different things that are on your plate, right? Maybe you have to... I don't know, maybe you have to make sure that you're reading stories. Maybe you are homeschooling as well. Maybe you're taking your children to school, but you have to go back and forth, right? Are you doing laundry at home? Or are you doing laundry at the laundromat? Or do you have dry cleaning that needs to be picked up, right? So many different things that we are looking at in our lives and so many different things that we are having to go through every day. And so somebody says, wow, that's a lot on your plate. You know, some people even sitting there thinking, I've never thought about the fact that all these ladies out here, had to do all these different things or whatever. And I've just mentioned a few. I didn't even mention 10, right? Some ladies would say they feel like they got to do 50 things in one day. So here they are trying to get all these things done. How in the world am I going to get these things done every day? How am I going to be able to balance these things out? How am I going to be able to have a life that's necessary while at the same time helping others with parts of their lives that are necessary? So one of the things that I would definitely introduce to you is chunking. Imagine you have all these things and you were put them on a board, right? Now you can do this in your mind if you prefer or whatever, but I'm just trying to give you a different way of thinking about it. So let's say you write all these things down on the board at the beginning of the day, and then you begin to chunk them together. You begin to make a circle that goes around all of the things. Now, it's a continuous circle, so the circle is going to connect all these things that you have together. So, I've got to wash dishes, right? But also when I'm washing the dishes, these are things I can do at home. Let's say I can do the laundry at home. I can wash dishes at home. I have homeschooling. Even if maybe you need some time to yourself, so your television show, how can I can connect all these things together before I start getting into all, a whole bunch of other things? I can actually group everything together, and I can begin to actually see how all of these things work as one. Right? I've eliminated the stress. I've eliminated the the fight going on every day. I've eliminated this thing of, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this, that, the third, because I found out, oh, like, all of these things do, in fact, go together. I can, in fact, you know, get all these things going. So, you know, before I even leave the house or at different times I'm at the house or whatever, you know, the potty training and things like that, these are things that can be done at the house. You know, I can kind of give myself, if nothing else, it allows you to kind of take a deep breath and go, okay, you know, it is possible to at least get these things done, right? What about when I leave? Okay, I need to pick up the groceries. The groceries are in the same area or on the way to the dry cleaning or something like that. Or maybe I can go get the dry cleaning on my way back. I get the groceries. Also, too, I know I have to pick up the children. So I pick up the children at this time or that time, right? I begin to chunk different things into my day, right? And then when I get home at the end of the day, when I finally do meet up with my husband, you know, and some of this stuff might be things you have to already have set in place before. But, you know, when I meet up with my husband, we have time set up to where, okay, we can talk about our days. We can be there for each other. I can be there to listen. He can be there to listen to me. You know, we can have our hug time if that's part of your love language. You know, PDA, public displays of affection, or just, you know, holding, physical touch, something like that. You know, we're able to get all these things together. We're able to understand where the other person's coming from. And now, you know, my day is a little less hectic. Now, my day is not so filled with frustration. Now I'm able to think differently than I was thinking before, right? These are just simple things that you can put out there, but they help out so much in helping you to realize that, you know, your day is not as hectic as you thought it was. Your day is not as frightful as you thought it was. And once again, it helps you to kind of just give that sigh of relief to realize, oh, okay, I'm not stuck. I don't have to be frustrated because I cannot do anything else today. You know, I can't get this done. I can't, you know, you'll hear people that already give up on their day because they figure that there's too much on their plate already. No, there's not too much on your plate. You can do this. You can make this move. You can be better. You can help people all over the place. These are things that are possible. All things are possible, right? But we have to make sure that we're doing them through the right manner, through the right thought process, et cetera. So, you know, that was something, you know, something that we can definitely do as far as chunking. And once again, it just helps out. If nothing else, like just to think that, oh, it is possible. I'm not saying that means that there'll be no variables or things like that, but at least it starts a process of, okay, I'm on the right path. You know, I can take a deep breath. So, you know, doing things like that. Also, too, I'm making it a point to have, you know, somebody that you can partner with, believe it or not. You know, if you have friends, maybe that can watch your children so that there are certain days to where they watch, you know, the group of children are taken care of and you don't have to worry about it. Now, I know for some that's difficult in and of itself because just trusting people that, or, you know, thinking of people you can trust with your children with a lot of sickness and things that are going on now, I can understand, you know, that being something that's not easy per se to look at or to think about, but it's something that we should think of. It's something that we should put on our list of, you know, things. If you have friends, you know, put on our list, rather, excuse me, I'm kind of tongue-tied for some reason today. You know, but we should think of these things and put these things on our list. If we know that there are certain people that we trust, we hang out with, they know what our children eat, they know what our children like to go through, et cetera, then why not allow people to be able to help you? You know, why not allow yourself to have an opportunity to be able to let somebody else, you know, look into your life, to help you with your life, right? You know, if you've got a spouse, significant others, why not have somebody that can watch the children one day or take care of your things that you do one day? Just, you know, if it's just one day a week, one day every other week, even if it's as little as one day a month, you know, why not have other people who can jump in there and be able to help you so that you can focus on something that is, you know, and be less frustrated, you know, not have to worry about, you know, not have to worry about being stressed out simply because you couldn't get to a place of, you know, you just couldn't get to a place of having rest. You know, how many people out there are stressed out right now? Let's be honest. How many of you guys are super stressed out right now? And super stressed out because you just simply can't rest. You can't go to sleep at night. There's even people I know, like, you know, you can go to sleep. They can go to sleep. They have the time. They have the energy. They have the effort. They have the opportunity, you know, when it comes to going to sleep. But they have a mindset that says that, oh, nothing will change unless I do it. It's not even that things will not change. It's that we have this mindset, oh, if I don't do it, nobody will do it. You know, there are people all around you saying, oh, yeah, we got this. But, no, I got to do it. I got to be a part of it. If I don't do it, it's not going to be done exactly this. Well, it might not be 100% the way you do it, but if it's 95% done, go ahead and get your rest. You know, go ahead and get your feet done. Go ahead and get your nails done, right? Go ahead and get your hair done, right? Go chill with the homies. You know, go play some ball or something. Like, you think life will continue to move, right? Life will continue to move on and on and on. And you don't have to be there for life to move, you know, especially if you've made your environment, you know, what it's supposed to be, something that your environment is something you lead. All you have to do, like, you know, try your best to, you know, make your environment one that is something that other people can come into, they can learn from, they can eat of, they can be nourished of it, and they'll want to do what you do. Therefore, when you leave the environment, they'll want to do everything in their power to keep it up. You know, one of the reasons why it's hard to get children to clean up or whatever is because they don't feel like they're in an environment that's worth them cleaning. Have them feel like the environment is something that's worth them, you know, putting effort and energy into. Have them feel like the environment is something that's worth them, you know, cleaning up after. That's worth them telling their friends about. That's worth them showing, you know, showing love to it. That's worth them contributing, right? Have them see your environment the way that you see your environment. Teach them. This is why even stuff like homeschooling is important. You know, teach them about the environment to where they will want to do the same thing that you do, that they'll want to sweep up because they see you sweep up. They'll want to be able to be consistent because you're consistent. They'll be able to want to make sure that, you know, cleanliness is something that remains with them because, you know, cleanliness is something that they see or whatever, you know. So, you know, these are things that we could easily make sure that we do, but we just don't, you know. These are things that we could easily try to ensure, you know, get done, but we don't really do it within ourselves. And then we kind of end up in this place where, because we haven't chunked and we haven't taken time out to look at it, or because we haven't shown an example, we haven't set that that tone of the environment that we're in now, you know, people aren't setting the tone, and we're getting mad at them. But it's like, what did you set? What did you show? How much importance did you put on it? How much effort were you willing to put into it or whatever? You know, we oftentimes get mad and yell at everybody else and you know, frustrated with everybody else and everything else, not realizing that a lot of people are just taking our lead. You know, I'm not saying that it's an excuse for them to take our lead. However, you know, there's that old saying that we sometimes say and we laugh about and things like that, where we say, you know, do as I say, but not as I do. But people oftentimes catch your vibe, and so they do what you do, or they do what you don't do, or they don't do what you don't do, right? So what is the environment that you're setting? What is the environment that you're setting that's going to cause yourself less stress? So we want to, you know, so as we continue, or before we continue to go any further down this road, hopefully you guys are getting some good information. Hopefully you guys are enjoying what you're hearing here on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. I want to make sure that we do a little plug for King Can and his show that comes on Mondays and Wednesdays. So hold on one second. Let's go ahead and do this little plug real quick, and I'll be right back to you.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so you just heard King Cam, who will be on every Monday. He'll be on with us every Monday and Wednesday. His show goes on from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, so from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And he's going to be coming this week talking about should we be intimate. And his show has a great vibe. And it's awesome. It's special. But, you know, he's going to be talking about Should We Be Intimate. It'll be on this Monday from 10 o'clock, starting at 10 o'clock p.m. right here at the same radio station. So please, ma'am, please, sir, take time out to make sure that you are listening to the show, supporting King Cam. You can make sure that you can call in at any time to be able to ask him. He actually plays music during the show. He takes time to play music for you. He takes time to speak about things that have happened in history. And, of course, he brings up very, very good topics. So take time out to listen. Once again, he'll be on Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. from 10 to 12 midnight. And the show is going to take time out to speak on a very real topic, which, once again, is should we be intimate? And even in that, you know, there's so many different things. You know, that's an amazing topic. Can you imagine, you know, first of all, not even knowing what the word intimate means, or, you know, intimate, are you into your mate? You know, how deep do you get into certain things? How is your conversation going? What is your conversation for? What is the purpose of your being together? So many great things on there. Also, too, let me take time out to make sure that you guys are aware of what's going on at NSF or NSFatherhood.org. That's NSFatherhood.org. N standing for National, S standing for Saving Fatherhood. You can go to NSFatherhood.org and look up how you can help us to be able to help fathers all over the world and all of our communities, and even help fathers from the inside out, some of our fathers on the streets, some of our fathers trying to get back in the lives of their children, some of our fathers doing everything possible to make sure that they are in the lives of their children and their wives and taking care of things, but just going through a lot of heartache and frustration or going through things dealing with COVID. Take time out to listen up to see what's going on with them, take time out to go to the website, rather, to see how you might be able to help them and help them to be able to go through and get out of situations. You can even donate there. We have all types of programs that we have, including lawyers that help, classes that they can take. If you're interested, Brother Alfred, who actually is our fearless leader at NSFatherhood.org, he makes it a point to go ahead and do classes every 25th of each month. So coming up September 25th, if you would like to, you can actually join his Zoom class. It's $20 for the Zoom class, and he gives a whole bunch of great information that helps. Imagine somebody thinking $20, you know, for a Zoom class. But, yeah, $20 for something that would save you, to help you and bless you and help you to think of things as a father that maybe you never did. And, by the way, you know, fathers don't stop being fathers when their children grow up. So we should make it a point to support this great organization. Once again, go to NS Fatherhood. This N is in National, S is in Saving Fatherhood, NSFatherhood.org. Check out what's going on. And you can also go there to make sure that you follow us here on the different shows that we have, whether it be King Cam on Mondays and Wednesdays, whether it be Brother Alfred and I on Thursdays, whether it be myself right here on Saturdays. Make it a point to go over there and listen up. Go on the website. Go on the website, go up to the top, click on NSF Radio, then just click on Blog Talk Radio and then sign up. And even if you can't listen live, you can always stream later on and hear what we're talking about and hear how we're trying to make sure that we improve our community with a great agenda, with great topics. And thank you in advance for being able to do so and joining us. We also want to take time out as we continue before we get back into the main part of what we're speaking of today. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you would like to call in, feel free to call in at 516-418-5805. Once again, that's 516-418-5805. All right, so let's continue. So we've talked about chunking. We've talked about not only chunking, but we've also talked about how, you know, have we set an environment that people can be into as well? Also, too, now as we talk about different things, when it comes to learning, how are you learning to do the different items that you're doing or the different things that are on your agenda? Because that's crucial. That's a huge piece of what's going on. If we're going to talk about being able to juggle all these different things, right, how are we learning how to do these things that we're doing? Are we learning pieces of them and learning and living off of pieces? Are we learning holistically and living off the whole pie? Right? You know,
Like, think about if you had a plate. You know, think about if you were sitting there and if you had a plate, you had a plate of food, whatever, and you're only, you know, you're eating, but you only eat, I don't know, let's say, what we could say probably everybody eats. Listen, let's say you're eating and you got a, you've got on your plate, you've got turkey, you've got greens, you've got macaroni and cheese, right? You've got dressing or stuffing, depending on what you call it. You got all these things on your plate, right? And as you have all these things on your plate, you begin to eat, but you only eat half of the macaroni and cheese, and you leave everything else on the plate there, right? But you keep talking about you're hungry. Well, of course you're hungry. You've only ate a little piece of what's on your plate. So why would you not be hungry, right? But a lot of people will say, oh, well, I feel like I've got 10,000 things going on, but you don't really know how to do everything that needs to be done on your plate, right? And I'm not saying you need to learn 100% how to do everything, but you haven't learned that much. So maybe, you know, going back to the plate analogy real quick, and then I'll make it make sense. You know, going back to the plate analogy, you know, maybe you ate half of your macaroni and cheese, you ate a tenth of the greens, you ate one-third of the turkey, right? And then you didn't eat any of the dressing or the stuffing. All right, so you're still hungry, right? But you know that you've got a plate full of stuff, but you haven't ate it. A lot of us go through the same thing in life. Let's say in your day, let me give you four items. In your day, you have to make sure that you do the lawn. Maybe you got to work on your kitchen floor. Maybe you have to, maybe you have to, I don't know, put a speech together for the next day. And you also have to make sure that you are going to, you know, fix the awning on your house. All right. Now you got four of these different things going on at the same time. But wait a minute. I don't know anything about putting, you know, construction, let alone put in the awnings or what specifically goes into it. I don't know about anything about how to make sure that measurements are done. I don't have measuring tape. I've never measured anything. I don't have anything to cut wood. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. You've already, made a mistake with your day. So now, or not necessarily made a mistake, but you're already behind the eight ball. So let's see, how can we go ahead and take care of that? Well, a lot of people, going back to that plate analogy, we're not going to eat anything at all. So a lot of people aren't going to even go through the effort of saying, well, you know, I could possibly just, go ahead and watch a YouTube video, right? I could probably go to the hardware store and tell somebody that I'm planning on doing something with the roof and see if there are things that they could teach me. At least they could teach me about the tools and everything that are necessary to be able to complete the project. Even if I'm not going to know how to do it, at least I know what to get to be able to do it. But once again, let me go back to the YouTube video. Did I watch the YouTube video? Okay, if I watched the YouTube video, now at least I've seen somebody do it, all right? Maybe I have somebody who may not even know how to do it, but they're willing to go through the process with me, all right? Two heads are better than one, right? So even though I might know how to do everything else, I still can't get everything done in my day. And so before I start thinking like that, and thinking of how can I get this actually done, now all of a sudden I start thinking, oh, goodness, this is too much. I don't feel like dealing with this thing. Man, I already got to cut the grass, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and then I got to try and get it on. I don't even know how you do that. Like, where are the materials? How do you cut? Man, I'm done. And you kind of throw your hands up, right? And you're kind of like, I'm done with the day. You make up your mind already that I'm finished with the day that I have. So here you are, finished with your day already. You're not going to get your task done already. You've already made a decision already because you didn't just allow one part of your day that is difficult. I'll fully admit that it's somewhat difficult, but you've already allowed one part of your day to go ahead and be used as an excuse now not to get anything else done. When the reality is you can start doing at least a little bit, at least learn how to eat a little bit off that plate. Right? At least learn how to be able to see things slightly differently than what you're seeing. At least be able to say, even if I'm not comfortable doing it yet, I at least have seen how it's done. Maybe you can do pieces of it after you get somebody to do the main part. So maybe you feel less stressed. Okay, I can call somebody. I can do, you know, the basic stuff, and then maybe I can handle the painting. You know, you've made things happen already, and you've allowed yourself now to go through your day to still be a jack of all trades. And maybe you haven't mastered this, but you can focus down because you say, okay, I've already mastered cutting the grass. I know what that's all about. You know, I already mastered my other two tasks. I know that's what it's about. So all I've got is this last task left that I haven't mastered, I haven't done, but at least now I've made it simple. And a lot of the times in trying to get all these things done, you know, that's frustrating us and making us go through all these extra, you know, jumping through all these extra hoops and things of that nature. A lot of the times, all we have to do is just find a way to think about it differently. You know, a lot of times that's all it takes. Is can we think about it differently? Can we look at it differently? Can we honor it differently, et cetera, et cetera? You know, if you can think about it differently, you'll be able to do it differently. 90%, some people even say 98%, but about 90% of everything that you do is going to start in your mind, right? If you've already said in your mind that you can't do it, you can't do it, right? But if you decided that you can, all right, well, your body says, I can. If you say, okay, I know how to do it a little bit, your body's prepared. Okay, I can follow a little bit. If you say, okay, I found a way to complete it, even if it takes me 2 weeks, and it should only take one day, but it might take me 2 weeks, but oh, well, I've decided to do it in 2 weeks, and I'm dedicated to it, your body will follow. And what you will find is that the people around you will begin to follow because you've made it work. So it is important that we make it a point, as I said earlier, to be a jack of all trades. It's something that everybody needs. It's impossible to live life nowadays without being able to do several different things. I know people told you should only do one thing at a time. Some people will say do one thing at a time, and maybe you can, right? But, you know, there's nothing that says that you have to pause every time you chew bubble gum, right? You know, so a lot of us are thinking along those lines. You know, we start thinking along the lines of, you know, I'm only going to do one thing, or I need to do this, or I can only focus on one thing. No, like, once again, when we were talking about the beginning of the show, if you got children, and ain't no way you coming home to do one thing at a time. Right? Maybe when they get older. But, you know, there's no way that you're doing one thing at a time. And I've seen the videos. I've seen the videos where you see a mother, and that mother is sitting there with two children running around the kitchen, breastfeeding, cooking food, talking to somebody on the phone, and making sure that everything is on point, making sure every plate is proportionate, right? Making sure that they're ready to go in every area that they need to be able to go in, right? It is possible. This is not something that's totally impossible. It is quite possible to be able to do these things at any time, but you've got to make sure that you're ready to put that mind into it. Really, the main thing, like anything else in life, it's your mindset, catered in your mind. If you're not ready to maneuver in your mind, you're not ready to maneuver in life. That's plain as day. If you're not ready to maneuver in your mind, you're not ready to maneuver in life. So that's the importance of being a jack of all trades. And as the saying actually goes, a master of one. And let me even help with that, because I don't think I really touched on that too much. If you're a jack of all trades, but you at least have mastered one, the one trait will normally help you in the other traits that you have not mastered. So if you at least got one trait, you'll actually be able to do pretty well. What do I mean by that? Well, for me, I am a teacher. That's kind of like my main gift. But as a teacher, I'm also a very good student. So if I don't know how to do something, I'm pretty good at finding out how to study. If I'm not able to do something, I'm usually pretty good at finding who I can listen to, talk to, get classes from, et cetera, to excel in whatever I need to be able to help me to have a basic understanding of something and, you know, use that to be able to help it to grow into something that maybe not is mastery, but is pretty daggone close to where I can do a fair job of whatever I put my mind to. So because I know I've mastered one thing, you know, I've mastered the art of teaching. Right. And I'm as a master, by the way, you should always know you always have further to go. So I'm not saying I know everything. Right. But I am saying that I am good at teaching. Therefore, when it comes to homeschooling, I started homeschooling from scratch. I didn't take classes. I didn't go to listen to how everybody else says they did stuff with their children, but I know how to teach. So all I had, and as a good teacher, every good teacher, once again, is a good student. So I had to think, all I had to do was just basically say, okay, let me be empathetic. Let me think about if I were a young child, and I'm talking about starting at like 2 years old, what is it that I can teach my child? How can I teach my child different things? First of all, what are different things that I want that child to learn? How do I learn differently? Because that child learns a lot like how I learn. Not all the way how I learn, by the way, too. But that the child picks up certain things from the parents. So what are some things that I know when I was young, when I was little, stories I've heard about myself and things that I know I dealt with in childhood? You know, the way that I learned, the way the problems I had paying attention at certain times, what was boring to me, if I was able to go back and be taught again, you know. Like, I'm a pastor, and my wife and I are very big into teaching our children. You know, as people always say, as the song goes, you know, I believe the children are the future, right? But we remember being children and being bored out of our minds many a times because people weren't really teaching us what was good for us or what we needed. They were busy teaching us, you know, they were more so just teaching us to be quiet, sit still, don't cause a ruckus, et cetera, et cetera. And in the midst of all this stuff, we weren't really being taught anything. You know, we weren't even, and sometimes weren't even being taught etiquette. You were just being taught to shut up. So I didn't grow up in a church, but I know a lot of people who grew up in church that don't know anything about the Bible. Now think about that, right? So you got all these people who are growing up, but they don't know anything about what they say that they believe. You know, they say that they believe this, they believe that, but if you ask them, turn to this, turn to that, tell me what it actually means in Hebrew, et cetera, they can't tell you anything. But they'll tell you they believe, right? But they grew up, and they grew up in the church, and they sat there in Sunday school, and they had Miss whoever or Mr. whoever or brother or sister whoever, you know, trying to make sure that they taught them this and that, and they don't know a thing. They grow up to be adults, and simple things that you would think that they know and that people of other religiosity know, you know, other religious views, they know it. But the people who were there every day don't know it. So, you know, I thought about those things. And so when putting together a lesson plan, it's easier for me to come from that point of view. I was able to take something that seems like it's a huge task and put my child's curriculum together, the languages I wanted my child to learn, the manner in which I wanted them to learn it in, the amount of time, because, you know, and even when your children go to school, your children might be in a school building 8 hours a day, but might only be learning about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, meaning that I can teach them throughout the day. I can chunk that time, going back to what we talked about earlier. I can take half an hour here, half an hour there, half an hour there, and teach them the same thing. And sometimes because it's more concentrated and it's coming to something that's right to them, they might learn it faster than the children do who are there in the school 8 hours in a day, right? I can give them any art that I want. I can teach them piano because I can play piano. I can teach them while allowing them to jump up and down. Why? Because I don't have to worry about, okay, we want all 30 students to just sit still, or if 30 students start jumping up and down, it might be too much. No, like, you know, I can do whatever I would like because I'm in control of the situation, but it's because I thought it through before I did it. Therefore, several things that might mess somebody up, I can do several things at the same time because I already have a mind going into it that I can do those things. And that's really, you know, what we need to do nowadays is start thinking things through, take time out, make sure you're getting rest, like we said. Start at the beginning of your day after prayer, meditation, whatever you do in the morning, get yourself going. Take time out to process what you're going to do throughout your day. And once you process it and you understand what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to make that move, you'll start finding out that it's a lot easier to do these things and get these things under control. But thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys for being on. I appreciate the King and Queen in each and every one of you. And even if you're not living inside that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential King and Queen in each and every one of you. Once again, check out King Cam. He's going to be on Monday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. He's going to be talking on this very same radio station. Dial into the same number if you would like to be able to talk to him. Take time out to listen to him. He's going to be playing some great, great music for you. And also the topic that's going to be up for discussion this Monday is going to be, you know, should we be intimate? And so I'm excited to hear what he has to say. I hope you guys are as well. Thank you for listening in. If you want to find out anything that I'm doing with any type of things involved with the Kofi Afuti brand or even right here at NSF or NSFatherhood.org or NSF radio stations, just type in hashtag find Kofi wherever you're looking. Even put it in your Google machine. And when you do so, you'll be able to see what's going on, hear what I'm talking about, and find different platforms that you can not only listen to, but also help us out on. If you want to help us to feed people, if you want to help us to get the truth out, if you want to find out different ways that you can do what I'm doing in the communities that I'm involved with, and you want to start something up in your community, or come out and join us, or even call us up to see if we can do some things wherever you are, regardless of what it is, I am more than happy to be able to do so. But I thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. And as always, I want you to remember, if you remember nothing else, right, if you don't remember all the stuff we talked about, chunking and these things or whatever, one thing that will always help you no matter what you're going through, no matter what your time is, no matter what your frustration is, no matter what COVID presents, no matter what different religious organizations are trying to fight about, no matter what politics are trying to tell you, no matter what your president of whatever organization or corporation or country that you may be dealing with, you can always remember, if nothing else, that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom, Shabbat shalom, and may everything that you do prosper and cause you peace.
Come and rest with your soul provider. 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 feeling it. Hate ain't feeling it. Profane, no thrilling it. And y'all think we